Chapter 11. The Guinness Book of Records. Comprehension. Passage. Read this radio interview. Where can you look if you want to know how tall the tallest person in the world is? Or who is the richest or the oldest person in the world? There's only one place where you'll find all this information, and that's in the Guinness Book of Records. In the studio this morning, we have a representative from the company that published that famous book, Peter Jones. Welcome to the program, Peter.
Thanks, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
Perhaps you could start by telling us where the idea for the book came from.
Well, it was first suggested in the early 1950s. Sir Hugh Beaver, the managing director of Guinness, was out shooting game birds with some friends. One kind of bird, the golden plover, flew away so quickly that no one was able to shoot it. Sir Hugh wondered whether the golden plover was the fastest game bird in Europe, and if it wasn't the fastest, he wondered what was.
So, I suppose he went to the nearest library to look for the information, and he couldn't find it.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And this made Sir Hugh think there must be other people in the same situation who wanted this kind of information. He thought that, like himself, people would be interested in finding facts about records to settle arguments or simply to satisfy their own curiosity.
So the idea for a book of records was born. And when was the first edition published?
A few years later, in 1955. So, to answer your original question, the tallest person in the world is 231.7 centimeters tall.
I believe she's a woman.
Yes, that's right. The richest person is the Sultan of Brunei, who has $37 billion. And the oldest person is Jean-Louis Calment, who was born in February 1875.
There are also some rather strange records, aren't there, Peter?
Yes, that's right. Did you know, Sue, that the shortest time it has taken someone to pluck a chicken is 4.4 seconds?
No, I certainly didn't know that.
Or that the longest time that someone has had the hiccups without stopping is 68 years.
You're joking! How terrible!
Well, it's all in the book.
I understand the book is so popular that it's been on the bestseller list every year since its first edition.
Yes, it has. It's also been translated into all the major and many of the minor languages in the world, including Arabic, Hebrew, Icelandic, and Hindi.
That's certainly impressive. How often is the book updated?
As records are constantly being broken, a new edition of the book is published each year, full of even bigger and faster records, and smaller and slower ones, and even more amazing facts.
Well, that's very interesting, Peter. And thank you so much for joining the program today.
Thank you, Sue. It's been a pleasure.